Blog Talk Radio.
Looking for inspiration to take action, to grow? Then you've arrived. The Coco Express is waiting for you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Best Invention Ever, You. We are so happy that we have the opportunity to sit here and bring to you some amazing people just like you. You know, oftentimes we don't really get to see exactly who is behind a thing. We know the thing exists. We know that it's there. But how did it become what it has become? And who are the people working behind the scenes to make it what it is? Today, we're going to find out just that about an amazing ballet company called the Redondo Ballet Company. And a ballet company just doesn't become a ballet company. Someone has to be the founder of the ballet company. They have to have a vision for it. And they have to have creative artistic design and directors that help make it what it is. So joining us today are two amazing, amazing women, the best invention ever. Okay, that is Francesca Stern and Donna Perkins. They're going to be with us today, and we're going to learn more about the Redondo Ballet Company and about their amazing vision for the company. And they're also going to be having an event. So please allow me the opportunity to move on over so I can share with you and our guests. Also, don't forget, I have my amazing co-host, Marilyn Ford. She'll be joining us as well. So let's get this party started. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Thank you so much
for having us.
Oh, my goodness.
We are doing well. We're really excited to join you.
And it is my pleasure to have you both. And I believe my co-host should be on the line as well. Marilyn, are you there?
Hello. Yes, I am here.
Oh, great, great, great. So now we can have the party. Okay, let's get this party started.
Yeah.
Okay,
let's
ladies.
Let's get this party started. It's a day to celebrate today.
Exactly.
Yes, indeed. Now, we are honored to have you on the show today, and we would like for you to tell us about the Redondo Ballet Company and how, in this particular order, I guess I could say, how did this come about?
Yes, Francesca. Well, my name is Donna, and I'm the co-artistic director and co-choreographer of Redondo Ballet. And I am
Francesca Stern, and I'm the founder of Redondo Ballet and the co-artistic director and choreographer of Redondo Ballet. So Redondo Ballet came about because we wanted to bring more fabulous ballet art to the South Bay and regionally and one day throughout the world. We founded Redondo Ballet in 2014, and Donna and I have worked together ever since to bring original ballets to our audiences. And they're innovative and they're different from most ballet companies.
Okay.
Donna,
I wanted to ask you, how is it that you're innovative and different? I just was curious to hear that.
Yeah, you know, we do two ballets, very large-scale ballet productions per year. The one that we're getting ready to have February 19th and 20th, our Snow Queen is a take on Hans Christian Andersen's tale, but we put a spin on it. We have multimedia components. We show our young dancers first as little kids. Of course, they're not the same dancers, excuse me, but they're little kids. And then we bring them as their older selves, and they dance for the audience. We show our snow queen, yeah, in her boudoir, but we've filmed that piece. So that will be a filmed piece. We are, of course, a classical ballet company, but you're going to find infusions of contemporary. There might be a little bit of jazz and modern in our Through the Pages, which is our fall production. You're even going to see Broadway tap in that number.
Uh-huh.
We
yeah.
have a grandmother that speaks in our October production, November production this year. We have spoken word. So uh-huh. we are quite innovative. We are quite different. And that's something that we feel sets us apart from other companies.
Okay. Uh-huh. Now, with that, okay, I wanted to know more about the two of you and how you two came together.
That is a wonderful story. Actually, I brought my daughter at the age of 4 through a friend who I searched high and low because my background, I'm also the co-CEO of a film and television production company. And I come from the whole entertainment world and choreography world. I was a professional choreographer even before this. So for my daughter, I was looking for somebody who was knowledgeable and who was nurturing and who knew how to teach children the basics, the foundation of ballet. And I found Francesca. And when she took the class, I said, this is the right teacher. This is absolutely the right teacher for my daughter. And from there, we have been together ever since and have become wonderful friends. We are dear friends. And we respect and we love each other. And my daughter is a member of the Redondo Ballet Company and performing this weekend.
Oh, that is so cool.
It is. And my side of the story for that is I had heard through the grapevine that a choreographer was going to be bringing her daughter for a class at my studio and, you know, to sort of keep an eye out for her. And the person that was introducing us is actually a friend of my husband. And so my husband would call every week and say, well, did she come? And I said, or would say, no, not yet. And then one day the door opened and in walked Miss Donna. And I called my husband and I said, she's here. And my husband said, how do you know? And I said, I can tell by the way she walks and by the way she passes herself. So, and that was it. We've been together ever since. So,
yes.
We've had
I understand, Francesca, you have your training is not the normal training that we were here of in the States. Can you give us a little bit of a background on that and an understanding?
Yes, I trained in London, England, before I emigrated to America, and I was trained in, there's different syllabuses of ballet, and I sort of equate it to there's different accents. We all speak English, but we might be from Texas or I'm from England, so we have different pronunciation. Same with ballet. So there are different forms of different syllabuses. I studied both the Royal Academy of Dance and the Imperial Society of Teachers of Dance. And when I came to America, it was many years ago when I emigrated, those syllabuses were not very popular in America. But I continued using them because I think they have it's just great foundation, great building. Dancers are very successful when they follow this syllabus, these syllabuses. So during COVID, actually, dark days of COVID, I decided to go back and continue my education. So I was awarded my licentiate in the Imperial Society of Teachers of Dance, and that means that we can now enter our own students for exams. And so the exams are a nice way of somebody outside of the studio taking a look at your studio, making sure your dancers are being trained properly and are being moved forward at an appropriate level. It's something that we really believe in. And why I chose the Imperial Society to follow forward rather than the Royal Academy is exactly what Miss Donna was talking about. Our dancers are rounded dancers, which means they are beautiful classical ballet dancers, but they're also wonderful contemporary dancers, talented jazz funk dancers. Many of them tap. Many of them are just beautiful jazz dancers. So our, because of that, the Imperial Society of Dance also recognizes other forms of dance as being important. Very often ballet dancers sort of only feel ballet is the way to go, and contemporary dancers feel that's the way, jazz dancers, that's the way. We here feel rounded dancers give them a longevity to their career as well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, excellent. Okay, and I'm listening to the ages, so what is the youngest dancer you have in your company?
Oh, in the company, we have dancers as young as 6 and 7. Those are what we call our mighty mini company. And some of them might be, they're part of our Dance One company. They might not necessarily be invited into the Redondo Ballet Company to perform in our production. And some of them may. We have auditions. We have dancers in this company performing this weekend as young as 6 and adults up to mid to late 20s. So we have everything, which is pretty special.
That's excellent. That is amazing. And I did sift through your website, and I got to learn a lot. I got to see all of the amazing photos that you shared on your website. And I also saw that you do some outreach for the community. Can you explain a little bit about that?
Yes. We have our Ballet in a Box philanthropic program, which is just an incredible program that brings ballet to the underserved and marginalized communities. So we kind of approach outreach on two different fronts, the philanthropic program, Ballet in a Box, and then our outreach program, which are our dancers who volunteer in the community. Francesca, why don't you talk about our outreach program?
The outreach that our dancers are doing currently?
Yes.
Well, mm-hmm. Miss Donna and I really believe that anybody who's lucky enough to be able to dance is super, super lucky. Not everybody is afforded that. And so we make it a strong part of our training, making our dancers or helping our dancers understand what it is to be that privileged, and then also to give back to the community. And we do have that philanthropic program, Ballet in a Box, which Miss Donna can explain more about, that we love. But our dancers themselves got together and decided to do their own outreach. So they have, they meet once a month. They have their own board. They come up with all sorts of wonderful ways to give back to the community. They've adopted families at the holiday time. Yesterday, they just took a huge food drive over to the Salvation Army. They've done beach cleanups. They are in the middle of making Valentine cards that they will take to the senior centers.
Mm-hmm.
We're just so proud because it sort of piggybacks on something that Ms. Donna and I initiated, which is our Ballet in a Box program. And then they've taken it one step further, which is just making, you know, just fabulous humans for the world.
We feel like it's important to make them global citizens, to realize that one little thing that you can do can impact someone positively. Mm-hmm. And because ballet is an expensive endeavor for families, that's where the Ballet in a Box program comes from. We take a box of new and ballet costumes, shoes, and we'll go in and teach a company or a school a portion of our ballet, our Through the Pages ballet, our original fall production. And these faces light up. Mm. They may not have had access to this or even seen a production. We take our dancers and we'll go and mentor these young dancers or sometimes adults. We've taken it into South Los Angeles. We've taken it to work with adults with special needs. We've even taken this program to Belize. We feel it is worthwhile to expose this beautiful art form to as many people as possible. Once they do this program, we will keep in touch with them, and then we'll invite them, of course, free of charge to our production so they can see it live on stage, which is so important because for many of them, this is their first foray ever sitting in an audience and watching a professional production like this. Mm-hmm. So that's a really big part and a big component of Redondo Ballet is giving back.
Oh,
and
that's amazing.
Teaching, yeah, okay. And also it's teaching these, you know, we have to create audiences as well for the arts. You know, if the arts only happen if there are people interested and willing to come and see it. So these people that we expose may not become dancers themselves, but they could become lifelong lovers of the theater, which is fantastic.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, that's great. I happen to be a former dance mom.
Ah,
yes. Yes. My daughter did the summer intensive program at Alvin Ailey's. Then she went to the Dance Theater Harlem for their summer program, and eventually she wound up going to Ballet Hispanico for a while, and she started dancing in high school. So I completely understand exactly what you're doing.
You know the world, right? You know the world. Yeah.
Yeah, I would like to chime in and say it's such a beautiful thing that you're doing for giving back to the community. And you mentioned about helping people in the world, and it's all about that. It's all about giving, you know, back to the community and how you are making an impact on so many lives. And it's such a beautiful art. And like you said, not everyone has the privilege. And you are creating this opportunity for these people, and that's incredible. That's amazing. And that's why you are so successful, because you are giving, and it's such a beautiful, beautiful art. And I myself, as an adult, took some ballet lessons. You don't have to be a child to start. So it's never too late. And it's very good for... It's very good for coordination, and it feels so peaceful and so beautiful. And I'm inspired to go again to start my ballet classes. I just started piano lessons, and now listening to you, I'm inspired to go and start doing my ballet again. I know a lady that's 70 years old, and she does her ballet, and it's incredible. And she is so flexible and so full of energy and so happy. And I know that's a big part of it. It brings you joy. And for those that are not able and don't have the privilege to dance, even watching someone watch ballet just brings you so much joy and so much peace to the heart. And it's so, it could be so healing for the soul, as I would say.
Oh, you are so right. You are so right. That is great. And you know what? You're never too old. Absolutely never too old. We have a really healthy and robust adult population of dancers at Dance One. Dance One is the studio that houses Redondo Ballet and trains the Redondo Ballet dancers. Francesca, how old was your oldest tap dancer?
Oh, my oldest tap dancer, I have a tap dancer who's 83.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. I love it.
She performs in the recitals, bless her heart, and she comes every week. And, she tapped a little heart out.
It's great. And, never too old. Start. Everyone, go take a class. Pick something that makes you happy, especially in what we're all experiencing right now. In my contemporary class, I have a lady in her 60s, and she says, I can't do everything. She says, but I can do some of it, and I'll come back each week, and I'll do some of it. And I said, right on. That's all we can do for ourselves.
Right. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. This is amazing. This is really amazing. And that is why Marilyn and I think that, what is it, Marilyn, that we think that they are?
The best invention ever.
Ever.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you.
Yes, you are.
Well, thank you. Thank
yes,
you.
Indeed. Now, what time is your Snow Queen going to be showing? And you're saying it's 2 days, and it's going to be showing at what time, the location. How can people find out more about you? Please give us as many details as you can.
Oh, absolutely. So Snow Queen will be in production this weekend, Saturday, February 19th at 6 o'clock. PM, that's at the Redondo Beach Performing Arts Center in Redondo Beach. And Francesca, when are we on Sunday?
And on Sunday, we're in the same location, the Redondo Beach Performing Arts Center in Redondo, and that show will be at 3 o'clock. And
okay.
We will love everybody to see
and
us.
For more information or tickets, you can visit redondoballet.org. RedondoBallet.org. You can purchase your tickets and come to the show and enjoy this incredible experience. And another thing that Redondo Ballet has been fortunate enough to, and since we're still considered quite a young ballet company, entered into a partnership with Ovation TV because they realized that what we're doing is just a little bit different and unique and innovative, those words that we continue to use, and that we are that emerging ballet company. And so they had us, our 2020 production that we got in right before everything shut down, they aired that as part of their Battle of the Nutcrackers this past December. And now they're coming to shoot our behind the scenes this week for our rehearsals, and then our new Snow Queen 2022 will be airing this December. So
oh,
we're
nice.
Really excited about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you keep visiting our website for all those sorts of information that we can post. And then also if there are people out there that would be interested in a ballet in a box visit, please reach out to us, and then obviously we are always looking for supporters if somebody feels strongly about our program. All that information is on our website too.
Oh, excellent. And so that I can let our listeners know, you are a nonprofit organization as well, so that helps if
correct.
You want to donate.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're all volunteer, so we are nonprofit, all volunteer.
Okay, great. That helps because there may be some people out there that may not be able to donate, but they may want to donate their time. May not have the money to donate, but they may want to donate their time.
And time is precious.
Time
right?
is precious.
So we will gladly take that.
Yes, I think that's something that we all learned with COVID, that how precious time is.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly.
That is for sure, yes.
Indeed. So, ladies, you know, it was such an amazing pleasure to have you. And Marilyn, do you have any additional questions you want to ask before we leave?
Yes. Well, I really wanted to commend for what they're doing and the beautiful work. And I just like I mentioned before, it's a blessing really to have this, ballet in a box. And definitely going to be telling people about the website and encourage all our listeners also, because like I said, ballet is a beautiful art, and it's actually something that's very healing for the soul. So
it is.
I'll leave you with that. Yeah.
Great. Well, it has certainly been a pleasure to speak with you both. Thank you so much for having
Thank
us on.
You.
We have enjoyed this tremendously.
Thank you. It has been our pleasure. Thank you.
Well,
so
you guys enjoy this warm weather, but don't get too warm, too hot.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
And you are welcome to come back when you have more information on different activities you have.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay.
Great.
Many blessings. I'm sending many blessings and love your way.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
So
Marilyn,
I want to stay on and listen, and I want to talk a little bit about when you said that's something that we learned during the COVID times, when you said time is precious. And just for all our listeners, right, just a reminder, and not take for granted, every single day is a gift. and a gift that you have to be grateful for, the gift of life. And if you're not happy with the life that you're living, you have the gift of your mind and your thoughts and your energy to create the life that you want and to create that future that you've always dreamed about. Just because we're living in these times right now doesn't mean that this is the way it's always going to be, or this is whatever negative situation you might have. I just felt compelled to say this and to talk about this, whoever's listening, that you're not stuck in that situation that you are in right now, and you have more power than you know with the power of your thoughts, with the power of your thinking. If someone can make themselves sick because they are stressed and because everything they're thinking about is making them more stressed than the situation that they're living in, if your thoughts can make you sick, your thoughts can do the exact opposite, make you healthy, make you heal, make you happy, feel that, find that joy and that abundance. But if you're in a state of mind that's only thinking about everything that's wrong in the world and in your life, then that's what you're going to keep creating because that's what you're focusing on. But if you shift, just like this world is shifting, because what's happening is this world is shifting. People are shifting. People are having shifts. The world is shifting. Something is happening and things are changing. So do not resist what's happening. Do not resist what's happening in your life right now. And make the decision and the choice to be grateful for your life. And if you write down three things that you're grateful for every single day, you will start to feel your energy shifting. You will start to have a different mindset. And you will be beginning to see the blessings that are around you. And I just wanted to talk about this. I'm about to go. Well, I'm going to visit my dad in a little while. Then tomorrow I have to go to a funeral service. A family member from my, it's an in-law and their family, but it's their family is my family. And it's, someone that, took their life away. And I'm actually in a group and we're creating something because this, and like I told the people that I was meeting with earlier, it's actually making me angry, right? That there's so many suicides and the teenagers are so sad and have so much anxiety and depression. And we need to be an example for the children. This is our future. This is our next generation and our future. So we need to start healing ourselves so that we can start being an example for the children, for our future. And that's what I wanted to say. My website is Helping Heal Hearts. And I started that 12 years ago. And the reason is everyone needs to heal their heart. And it all starts with the heart. Start with the heart. Do your breathing techniques and focusing and changing that computer that you own that's inside of your head. And that can be rewired. It can be rewired. It's scientifically proven. And I think, Aurelia, that eventually you and I should have a conversation about this in one of our upcoming shows.
Oh, great. That would be great. And you know what's so amazing? The guests we just had when they talked about their developing good global citizens, and that's part of that whole thing you're talking about. These particular women, they've created this amazing ballet company, but it's not just a ballet company. And they're showing their dancers how to live in the world and give back and share. So yes, they had to do the work to bring that together. And like, we have to do the work for ourselves to be able to step out in the world to help others.
Yes. And if you want to feel better about yourself, right? When I was going through my times of really challenging times, and I started Helping Heal Hearts because that's what took my mind off of whatever chaos I was living in, right? Whatever emotional breakdowns I was having or whatever I was going through. And it took my mind off of me and my life, and I focused on others and helping others. And that in itself helped me. It helped me to heal. It uplifted me. And if you do one small act of service, kindness, right, one small gesture, you're going to see how you feel. You feel amazing. do 5 things that nobody knows about. Pay somebody's parking meter. Oh, my God, that feels so good. You imagine when that person comes back and you avoid it and you help them to not get a ticket because you put money in their parking meter? Or if you're in the drive-through and going to pick up a coffee and you tell the person, the person behind me, I'm paying for their coffee. Get a coffee for them or whatever it is, right? You pay for them. How about also if you go through, well, you know, if you have Easy Pass, but if you're going through, let's say, you know, back then you could always pay somebody's toll, the person behind you, and those little things, but it's like you're planting seeds, and you're doing it from your heart, from the goodness of your heart. And those seeds that you're planting, it's like you're building a cloud above you, a cloud of blessings that are going to be poured over you one day, and you're going to say, wow, what just happened? And I'm telling you because I'm speaking from my own experience, because When I was going through things and I just always did things to help others and volunteer the time. We spoke about that earlier, right? Volunteering your time. And people would say, wait, do you get paid for that? And that always annoyed me because it's like, what? It's not about the money. It's not about the dollar amount. It's about making an impact on somebody's life. It's about making a difference. And you feel wonderful and you feel the healing. And although you may not see something happening and you feel like you may not be getting compensated and you're volunteering all of this time and then you say to yourself, what's in it for me? Guess what? God sees what you're doing and there's a cloud of blessings being built over you that's going to be poured over you. And you're going to be divinely compensated. You will be divinely compensated when you least expect it. And it's going to happen so fast. And you are going to be living the life that you never imagined. And I remember years ago me listening right to someone saying, you are going to live the life you never even imagined, plus what you wanted plus more, right? And I can say that today. And when you keep a vision, no matter what's going wrong in your life, when you keep a vision and you stay on that vision and you have something to look forward to and you know why you're doing something, because when you know your why, you will do your what. When you know why you're doing something, it will keep you motivated to do what you're doing. So why am I doing podcasts? Why am I doing coaching virtually teenagers? Why am I doing it? Because even if it's one life that you're saving, and you may not even know it, that you saved somebody's life because of your act of kindness. And you show them that they matter. And you show them that you care. And you show them that, yes, they are the best invention ever. So
there you go.
My thought for the day.
Thank you. Thank you, Marilyn.
You're welcome.
I greatly appreciate that. So with that being said, the audience can join us. Our listeners can join us again next week. We'll be back to you again at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, and we will be having another amazing invention to share with you.
Awesome.
So we're having another amazing best invention ever to share with you next week. So everyone, take care of yourself. Be well. My co-host and good friend, you be well. And my condolences to your family for everything they're going to, you know, they're enduring.
Thank you.
Are all in my prayers.
Thank you. Thank you. Much love to you, Aurelia. Big hugs and much love and blessings to all you listeners out there. And remember that you are the best invention ever.
You got it. Be well.
Bye for now.
Hey, thanks for spending time with us. I'll see you soon.